السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. America's disdain for its own citizens leaves women and children hungry. SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is a federal program that helps low-income individuals, families, and those on disability receive electronic benefits that are used for food, non-alcoholic beverages, and plans to grow their own food. There are reportedly 42 million Americans who rely on SNAP benefits to feed themselves and their families. 54% of adults who receive food benefits are women, mainly single mothers, and 39% are children, which means roughly 1 in 5 children depend on these benefits to ensure they do not go hungry. The federal shutdown has also resulted in some states having to find other ways to fund their school districts' free and reduced lunch programs, so the children who count on being fed during the school day do not have to go without. As a result, the numerous food pantries set up across the country are sharing photos of bare shelves and asking people to donate food and grocery store gift cards to meet the rising demand for food. We have to ask ourselves, how is it possible that the government of the richest country in the world is ignoring the fact that millions of their vulnerable citizens will not have enough to eat? You may ask where the government is spending money, even still during the shutdown. Well, instead of ensuring Americans have enough food on their tables, they are sending billions of dollars to the Jewish entity to murder Palestinians. It is a ruler who sees it more important to build a grand ballroom and other representatives who find their personal investments take precedence over the well-being of the people they are supposed to represent. You see, the capitalist government of America was never in the business of taking care of the affairs of its citizens, just in the way they can provide military and financial support to those who deny children around the world the right to security, food, shelter, and education, basic necessities. So it also leaves children in America insecure, hungry, and without proper education and medical care. The world, even those who live in the richest country, are in dire need of a change in political system. A political system that will not leave its citizens to go hungry while the rulers watch their personal bank accounts swell. A political system whose leader, like Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, will travel the lands to ensure that every child is able to eat even before they feed themselves. A political system that will be based on what the Creator, the Lord of the world, has sent down to manage the affairs of the people. There is only one political system that can accomplish those things, and more. The Islamic Khilafah, Caliphate. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.